Even when things appear bleakest, Dan Price displays the sort of energetic optimism that makes even like-tempered, rosily upbeat coaches such as John Herdman and Pete Carroll look like dour pessimists. Price's Royals, 3-1-8-3, were just swept in a six-game homestand, a rarity at any level, and allowed a whopping 17 goals in the last two of those games on Blanchard. The Royals have only 1 point over their past 9 games and sport the second lowest winning percentage in the Western Hockey League. Now they dip below the border this weekend to play the top two teams in the Western Conference, the Winterhawks, the 2nd of April 17, in Portland tonight, and Seattle Thunderbirds, the 1st of April 16, on Saturday night in Kent, Washington. What could possibly go wrong? We have a team that believes in itself and that it will get on a roll in the second half when we get everybody back, said Price. Health has been the biggest variable, with the top one-third of our lineup out for much of the season, added Price, who is GM as well as head coach. The Royals players work hard for sure, and they never give up, even when the last two home games were hopelessly out of reach. But how long can they stay above the waterline before going completely under and losing sight of the pack? Especially with having now two young and untested goaltenders, as Herculean mainstay Tyler Palmer remains away without explanation, the Royals are listing it a personal leave, amid speculation he wants a trade. The Royals are already 11 points adrift of a playoff berth. Price pointed to last season's Royals, who were in a similar situation, before rallying to take it to the final game of the regular season before missing the playoffs. He also said he was assistant coach of the 2006-07 Chilliwack Bruins team, which became the Royals, that was in much this same position before making the playoffs with the best second-half record in the conference. He even mentioned the 2018-19 St. Louis Blues, last place in the NHL in January of that season, before winning the Stanley Cup. "We have a calm group that is confident," reiterated Price. "We have to limit chances, block more shots, and have more puck possession in the offensive zone. And wait for players to return." In what could be a critical moment for the club, Price said Royals captain Gannon Larocque could return for the three-game post-Christmas set against the Vancouver Giants on December 27, 28 and 30. The blue liner, signed to an NHL entry-level contract by the San Jose Sharks, has yet to play this season following surgery over the summer. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.